Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, what's going on, everyone? Yes, this is your girl, Charvette Mitchell, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. We are so excited to have all of our listeners that tune in from all across the World Wide Web. Big shout out to you. You check us out every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know we keep it hot. We hold it down here. We feature authors and artists and topics and relationships and all that good stuff. And guess what? Today's show is about a gentleman who is self-professed cheater, but yet he has turned things around. He's written over 5 books. He's been featured on the Tom Joyner Morning Show, and he's here to talk to us today. We call him Raw, but they call him the Cheatologist. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the Cheatologist. And I'm telling you what, I'm going to be focusing on one of his books in particular called Confessions of a Cheating Man. Confessions of a Cheating Man. You know what? I posted a couple things on my Facebook, just one or two nuggets that I gleaned from the book, and I had comments and clicks and all that good stuff. So you know today's show is going to be off the chain. Don't want you to go anywhere. Welcome to all those that are tuning in from Twitter, from Facebook, oh my goodness, from iTunes, from iPads, from Zoom. You know what? Zoom listeners, you all are catching up on the iTunes listeners. Y'all numbers are going up, so we appreciate you. And those that are hanging out in the chat room and on the phone lines, we thank you very much. Again, this is your girl, Charvette Mitchell, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. You know what? I need you to follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and that's a real easy way to keep up with the show. And connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. And, of course, just charvette.com. You can listen to past shows and all that good stuff. All right, so hanging out with me right now in the virtual studio, again, we call him Raw, but really the Cheatologist is what we want to go by today, and he's coming to the mic right now. Woo-hoo-hoo! Raw, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we are excited to have you. You know what? When I put the post on my Facebook, people were like, oh, my goodness, this is going to be good. So let me applaud you, you know, first and foremost by saying, you know, I think this is really brave and authentic of you to, you know, have gone through what you've gone through and willing to, you know, be transparent and just share how cheating, you know, is not worth losing your family over. How did you get the courage to do that?
Well, is mainly, I just felt very remorseful about what I did. And at the time that I was doing it, I wasn't as conscious as I am now.
Wow.
So I had to do some introspection and some real deep internal searching to find out why I kept cheating. And not only that, after the divorce, I wanted to know why was I still jumping in and out of relationships? I didn't. It's as if I didn't learn after I lost my family.
Wow. And so certainly this show is not to glorify cheating, so I don't want any nasty text messages or any of that kind of stuff, listeners. This is not to glorify cheating at all. But the goal of my show, Raw, is to motivate, excite, and influence. And I hope we'll be able to share some things today that maybe will help influence somebody's behavior. Because I think all of the wonderful books you've written, you know, your point is really to help deter people from going down the wrong path. Would you agree?
That's right.
Okay, cool. Now, listeners, I will put a disclaimer out. We are talking about Confessions of a Cheating Man, motivated by the guilt. And again, this is by Raw. You can go to www.thecheatologist.com, and that is a link is in the chat room and also on my Facebook page. And this book is for mature readers. Let me just put that disclaimer out, for mature readers. All right. But there were so many nuggets and so many things in the book that I wanted to get you to elaborate on. And one of the things you said in the book was, I tried to perfect my method of cheating so that it would never hit home. I never wanted to upset or hurt my wife. Talk a little bit about that, because I think sometimes there's a misconception that people, and this could be women or men, whoever ends up cheating, is that they are just so, they want to hurt their mate. And really, it sounds like you're saying that wasn't the root cause.
Okay, what I meant by perfect my method of cheating, I wanted to keep it from my wife. I wanted to keep it away from the family, and I wanted to keep my wife away from my lifestyle, my double life that I was living outside on the street. So I wanted to still be perceived as the perfect husband to my wife. But on the other hand, I still lived that double life, and it's like I almost enjoyed it. I don't encourage cheating, but I'm going to tell you, at that point, on that level of thinking and my mentality at that time was to enjoy what I was receiving.
Right.
So I didn't want, and I was always God conscious, but maybe I wasn't God fearing.
Wow.
I was God conscious, but I wasn't God fearing. So therefore, it kept me. I prayed, but on the other hand, I still, strayed.
And you know what, and you say something else in your book, which I think ties into that. You said, I had a serious problem that became a habit, and that habit became a behavior that then became a constant battle.
Yes.
So it was a progression, it sounds like.
Yes, because normally when a person cheats, it's not intended.
Right.
Sometimes at first, it could be something. They slipped. They ran into an old friend, and they reflecting off of what they felt for them in the past, and they project that right then at that time. So they make a mistake in their decision because they're conscious of what they're doing, but they make a mistake, and then after that prevails, they cheat again, and it becomes a habit. So they constantly cheat. And then it becomes a lifestyle. And that's why I was degraded in my position and my status as a husband, because it became a lifestyle for me where every woman that looked at me or winked, she want me. If a woman said something nice to me, she want me. And I pursued, literally I pursued every woman that I was attracted to, literally. And it became that degrading. So,
and so that's where the battle came in. Yeah.
Yes, that was
the battle. Do you feel like there are different levels of cheaters? I don't know any other way to say this. Are there cheaters that are just, I just cheat a little bit? Or, those that are just way, way, way out. Are there different levels of cheating? Or do you feel like cheating, if you start, it's going to ultimately end up at that, that rock bottom place?
Okay. Levels, it's levels of thinking. Cheating is cheating. Once you cheat, you cheat. It's not like I sip a little bit of water. I don't drink all the water. Or I sip a little bit of wine on Fridays and Saturdays, but Sunday I don't drink. It's still you're still drinking. I'm not an alcoholic, but I gotta have a drink. That it's almost like that. And for me, it was I cheated. And I became the worst kind of a cheater. And the worst kind of a cheater, again, is all in the thinking. The worst kind of a cheater is one who has a family, who has a wife, and the wife is dependent upon him. And he lived a life so deceptive that the wife starts thinking the reason he's doing what he's doing is because of her. So she constantly accepts what he's doing.
And so that's almost like emotional abuse.
Sabotage.
In a sense,
Emotional sabotage. Yeah. And the levels of thinking has a man thinking, all right, I only hit a girl, you know, sometimes when I get drunk or when I go out of town, I may hit something, but I'm still a good family man. I still take care of my wife and still take care of my family. But eventually, the bottom, your foundation will decay, and you'll fall through the bottom.
Wow.
So levels,
I don't
know about the levels of cheating.
We don't know about what I love that you said is there are different levels of thinking. And listeners, I'm telling you what, if you just tuned in, you are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we are talking to Raw, a.k.a. the Cheatologist. Check out his website, www.thecheatologist.com. Again, you can find him on Facebook, Raw Talk. And if you're on my Facebook, Charvette Mitchell, he's tagged on all my posts, so it's easy way to find him. You are getting the inside scoop. You are getting, you know, people say the voice of experience. This is the voice of experience sharing with you kind of the mindset of what a cheater, somebody that has cheated, what they're thinking. Again, the book we're talking about, Confessions of a Cheating Man. Now, you know, Raw, I got to jump in here because somebody said, well, women cheat too. And I knew I was going to get that. And let me say, the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show is fully aware that there are females that cheat. So this is not any bashing against men. I just happened to meet Raw at an author's conference. And he had a great presentation, and I said, hey, I need you on the show. So if there is a lady out there who has cheated and she's written a book, I'd love to have you on the show as well. Just holler at your girl on Charvette.com. So this is not one side. I want to put that in.
You know what, Charvette? I do have a book coming out, Misplaced Loyalties, Why Women Cheat, the truth behind why women really cheat. Because a lot of women don't even know why they cheat. They think it's in response to the man. He cheated on me, so I'm going to pay him back. But it's deeper than that. It goes deeper for the woman. Because a woman, she cheat not only to get back, but to seek passion.
Right.
And to seek some type of closure in her life that her husband or boyfriend left open. So sometimes a man, he cheat for lust. Like,
right.
I gotta have it, or this is something that I'm supposed to be doing as a man. But a woman, she cheat, and then she end up falling in love with the person she's cheating with. So she don't know that she's going through the same cycle because she's cheating with a man who knows that she has a man. So therefore, he's not going to do anything else but what? Cheat on you. So you still caught up in the cycle of being cheated on.
My goodness, the cheater becomes the cheated.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, since you mentioned this, there may be people listening and they may be saying, you know, I think I'm being cheated on. What are the signs of betrayal? There's a poem in your book called The Signs of Betrayal. What are just, from your standpoint, some high-level signs of cheating or betrayal?
Okay, I'm going to do it like this. I'm not going to point out signs of a cheater because then guys going to be like, oh, man, you bashing us and you're on the radio talking. But I'm going to give you some of the signs of what I did.
Okay,
and then
great.
A woman can better decipher. Okay,
great.
When I was going out of town, in the beginning, my wife knew the hotel, where I was going, the number, and so on and so forth. When I started cheating and becoming distant from her, when I went out of town, she didn't get the hotel. She got the cell phone, and she's like, let me get the hotel number. No, you got my cell phone. You don't need the hotel number. That way, so she couldn't keep tabs on what I was doing. And then
So that sounds like a change in the amount of information shared or openness.
Yes, the openness, that's correct. You said that, you hit that right on the nose, that you shut down. What you normally used to do with her, you don't do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, simple. I had more than one cell phone, but she didn't know about the cell phone. I had one that she can always, direct at me, And then the one that I always hid in the car, in the tire, under the tire, in the back of the, in the trunk. I used to always do that, hide it under the tire so she wouldn't
Wait a minute. You hid it under the tire.
Yeah, because she like, babe, I need your car for a second. I'm like, what's wrong with your car? I'm out of gas or so on and so forth. But she'd do anything to get to the car so she can go through the car and look for something, a number or extra this or that. So I always hid it under the tire, the spare tire, because I know she ain't going to change no tire.
Right.
So I always hid it under the spare tire. But, hey, I'm not encouraging guys to do that.
You're just sharing your experience. And,
yeah,
you know, I love in the book that you say, you know, this is my story. This was my drama. This is my confession. So,
that's right.
And you know what? Again, the show, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. So we're hoping to influence you. Welcome to those that are hanging out in the chat room. We see you. And those that are on the phone line, you are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We are talking to the author of Confessions of a Cheating Man, Motivated by the Guilt. And the author is Raw, also called The Cheatologist. Certainly you see in the chat room there, www.thecheatologist.com, his main website. All right, other signs or other things that you would share about that may signal a betrayal?
Yeah, well, coming in late with no explanation, and then when the wife, like, where you been, or I thought you said you was going to be that place, the man may become annoyed. Okay, let me say, I became annoyed.
Right.
And would argue with her, like, why you, look, I called you to see how you were doing, and why you keep worrying about where, I'm home now, ain't I? Anything to start an argument. Well, baby, I just want to, well, you always worrying about me doing something, I'm here, ain't I? You know, to start an argument. If she raised her voice, that would give me another incentive to say, you know what, I'm gone. I'm going to sleep in a hotel tonight, man, because I don't even want to deal with this. And that gives me enough, like, another leeway to go out and call another girl and say, yo, meet me at this hotel. So that's another sign. And then a serious sign was when my wife would ask me questions, she had a way of looking directly at me like she was looking through my soul. So I could never look her directly in the eye when she asked me questions. I always turned away, always was doing something. Baby, did you hear me? Yeah, I heard you, but I didn't want her to look her in the eyes because she said she can tell when I was lying by the look in my eyes.
Wow.
So
the
I would.
Confessions of a cheating
man.
And you know what? You say something else in the book. You say, of course, I'm a liar. I was a cheater. So is that, did you see that the lying, you became a professional liar as well?
Well, the lying, well, I'm going to say cheating is a result of your ability or your willingness. I'm going to say your willingness to lie. When you're willing to lie to the one you love, you're willing to cheat on the one you love because lies you want to cover up the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want her to know that this is what's going on. So you constantly lie, and you lie to cover up that lie, and then you lie to cover up that lie that you told about the other lie. So you're constantly lying when you're cheating. And then when she disclosed some of the things that you lied about and said, okay, I thought you was here, and I thought you said you was there. Last week you said you was over John House. Now you... Oh, now you're going to L House. You know, so those are, you know what I'm saying? So now you all of a sudden you're at L House. So you become aggressive and you tend to become violent because she's now challenging your ego and your pride.
Right. And
so
you know,
that's why a lot of women be in
abusive
relationships because the men want to cover it up. And sometimes if I swell your lip up, you'll stop asking me questions. Again, I do not encourage anybody who's listening to this to hit on your woman, hit on your wife. I'm not encouraging that. But these are the things that happen, and this is why men need to do an introspection of himself and find out the deeper roots of his problem because it leads to violence, and the violence leads to the murders.
Yes. Yes, yes. And women, we pay attention to the details. So we are going to remember that you said you went to John's house, and then it will be an instant red flag, an instant trigger to us if we hear Al's name. That's just how we are. We see the trees, you see the men, see the forest, and so yeah, that's definitely something that's gonna that women are gonna pick up on. My goodness, this is such good information that you're sharing, and I think really to help people, really to help people. There's something else you say in the book. You said your wife forgave you over and over and over again, but you had to reach a point where you could forgive yourself. You had to reach a point where you could forgive yourself. Talk about that.
Okay. Sometimes we jump. Again, we jump from relation to relationship, and we never find out the problem. Once we leave our wives, we go to other. We say, all these women out here, I don't need no wife. But even when the wife is angry, she still forgives. She don't forget, but she forgives. So as long as she forgives, you find no reason to forgive yourself, and then you continue down the path of infidelity and adultery. And the reason I say infidelity and adultery, because that makes it more a person more responsible when they hear it. People say extramarital affairs and he's cheating on her. No, adultery and fornication, that's what it is.
Right.
And that's
right.
what I'm pointing out. But we have to, as men, forgive ourselves. And once we start forgiving ourselves, we'll start being more remorseful or more humble to the women that we have in our lives. But when we don't forgive ourselves, we continue on doing the things that we think that we're supposed to be doing as men. But that's not what we're supposed to be doing as men. We're supposed to be leading, and God has made us vicegerents of the earth. So we're supposed to run the world.
Yes.
But how can we run the world if we're running behind women?
Right.
Woman, how can we can't lead because the woman is what weakens the man. You know, women outside of your relationship weaken you. Your wife strengthens you. If you have intercourse with your wife, you receive blessings. If you have intercourse with someone other than your wife, you receive sins.
Wow. My goodness, the confessions of a cheating man. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we are broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. That's right, representing here in the capital city with author Raw. Check him out online at www.thecheatologist.com. He's written 5 books, so you can check out all the information there and see what is going on in his world. He's got a bunch of stuff coming up, so we're going to let you know where you can meet him in person if you're in the capital city. Of course, we have listeners from all over the world, so you all can just go to thecheatologist.com. You know what, Rob, in your book, there is a letter from your wife in the book that is very powerful. Very powerful. And there's one thing I want to just bring up about this that she says in the letter that she wrote to you that you shared in the book. And she says, and I quote, "Satan knows what you want and what you think you need. He will give you what your heart desires. It's your choice to take his offering, to take what he's offering you." Choices. Is this really all about just what choices cheaters are making?
That's the foundation of it all, is the choices. It's definitely the bad choices that we're making. But the root cause, in which we may want to get away from, the root cause of all this is the devil.
Right.
His goal is to destroy your soul, so that you can go in damnation like him.
Right.
So the family is the foundation of society. And if family is the foundation of society, then if I destroy the family, then I destroy the society. If I destroy the society, I destroy the nation. So it's a whole nation that follows the devil into damnation. And it starts with what? Our will to choose what is right and to choose what is wrong. God has said that the good man is for the good woman.
Right.
The corrupted man is for the corrupted woman. Because these people don't want to change, and they want to love each other accordingly. So the cheater is mm-hmm. for the cheater. That's
why. I thought it was, yeah.
Say it again.
Oh, go right ahead.
That's why the woman, some women who be in relationships, they want to leave. As soon as he cheat, I'm out of here. I don't want to hear nothing, I'm gone. Because mm-hmm. she know that she don't want to be pulled into to what he's doing. Because eventually, women who stay in relationships like that, they become cheaters too. Because they say, the only way I can understand you, only way I can deal with you, is to become you.
Hmm.
So they cheat too.
Well,
so,
and I think that's some. I don't think all of them do. I will say. I don't think all, but
it's not all, definitely.
Yeah, there's a portion, certainly.
Yeah,
I think it's such a traumatic experience. It's really trauma.
Yeah.
It's really an emotional issue. It's really traumatic, and we haven't even dealt with children involved. I mean, we need a whole nother segment.
Wow, yes.
The impact
yes.
of cheating on children, you know, and we could break that into different age groups. I mean, we could go on and on and on, but it is certainly, I thought it was so profound that she used the word offering. A lot of times we think about, okay, I'm going to go to church and I give my offering at church, but she used that, you know,
wow.
the Satan, the enemy, has an offering for you. I thought that was very profound. You know what? And so I just give her a big clap and shout outs to wherever she is.
You know, when she, you know what, we normally have conversations about the past. We laugh and joke
mm-hmm.
some about some things, but there was a lot of things that she said in her pain while dealing with my betrayal. And what I got from that is we're only tempted by what we desire. So if
right.
we desire to cheat, if we desire other women, that's what we're tempted by.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I got from that. Like
mm-hmm.
if I wasn't thinking about cheating, then I wouldn't cheat. But if
right.
I think about cheating, I'm going to cheat. So
that's
why we got to
change. Be tempted
yeah.
with. Right.
Yeah, because that's what I'm tempted by. So
mm-hmm.
a man who want to be loyal and want to keep his family together, that's going to stay foremost in his mind, even when there are a physical attraction or a woman look good. He know I have a wife at home that's just as beautiful, and I have a family. And I have a relationship with God that I'm not trying to compromise.
Right, and it's not worth it, right?
And it's not worth it.
And it's not worth it. And yeah, and I want our listeners to know that you and your wife actually ended up being divorced, right?
Yes.
Okay, so there are relationships where they were able to stay together. Every individual relationship is different. There's different relationships, so certainly you want to pray about what you should do with your relationship. Actually, I want to shout out a author, Nicole Cleveland. She may be listening to the show. She wrote a book called So He Cheated, Now What? And she shares her real life story of her husband cheating, having an extramarital affair, but they stayed together, and they are now ministering to other couples. So there are different sides of the story, but I appreciate you sharing. And your main point is that it's not worth it. Out of all the escapades and all the everything, it's not worth it. Where can people find you? What are the upcoming events that you have?
Okay, June 4th, which is this Saturday, I'll be at Brown's Allen at the Stone Soul.
Yes.
I'll be there.
Richmond, Virginia.
Richmond, Virginia, yeah. And then June 24th, I'll be at the Bird Theater. They have a show, a tribute to Bernie Mac by Elder Boss, and I'll be there also signing books. And I'll also be doing a performance, too.
Oh, wow. What kind of performance?
Because, In some shows, I'll be doing the imitation of Rick Ross because, you know, I favor the guy a little bit. And And I'll be
yes,
doing.
listeners that are listening from Blog Talk Radio, they see your picture up, and it, people that checked out the e-blast, his picture's in there, and he does favor Rick Ross.
so that's what I'll be doing. I'll be performing some of his hit songs, June 24th at the Bird Theater. Show start at 8 o'clock.
Okay,
so
and then you'll also be with Michael Bayes then later on in the summer.
Yeah,
well.
July. July 1st through the 4th, I'll be at the Essence Festival. And then July 19th, I'll be in New York with Michael Bayes at the B.B. King Theater, and I'll be signing books there.
All right. Well, big shout-out to you. And you are from Richmond, Virginia, so you are Richmond's own, and so I'm glad that we had an opportunity to talk to you on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
And I appreciate you having me.
Yes, an opportunity for you to share with our listeners. And listeners, if you like the Cheatologist, if you like what he had to say, you can hear him on the Men Confess. That's the men's relationship panel show, about four or five different guys. We have a blast every third Thursday. You can listen to the last show at charvette.com. It's re-airing right now there. And hopefully you will get to hear the Cheatologist on some other segments from that. And you know what? I just want from you, what is your last comment, maybe last thought, maybe to a man that's listening that's either struggling or feels the temptation or the pull to cheat? What's your last ending comment for that gentleman?
That within your heart, you know what's best for you. So for yourself, do what is right and forbid what is wrong. And if definitely if you're in a relationship and you have a wife, think about how you would feel if she was cheating on you. Stop cheating. It's not worth it.
It's not worth it. All right. Thank you so much. I can't add anything else to that. Thank you for stopping by the show, Raw.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All righty. All right, listeners, you don't want to go anywhere at all. We have a special event spotlight with Dr. Luana Herod. She's hanging out in the virtual green room right now. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we will be right back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
This is Ramon Garrett, and I would love for you to start your work day off right with me every day for great gospel music from some of your favorite artists from yesterday's past.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
To today's present artist. So join me every day from Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. on the number one gospel show on the planet, The Morning Praise Show. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WLUV-radio or dial in and listen in by phone by dialing 646-595-2083.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So delighted, tickled pink, and honored to have you as a guest today. Thanks for all those that are tuning in from all across the world wide web, listening from Twitter and Facebook and MySpace and 14. 15 other blogs. We appreciate you. And hopefully you enjoyed that first segment, The Confessions of a Cheating Man. I thought he was very authentic and open about his experience and willing to share. And again, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And hopefully that influence someone's will influence someone's decision. All right, so we have a special event spotlight right now, hanging out in the virtual green room. Hopefully she enjoyed some virtual fried chicken and virtual potato salad and all that good stuff I'm bringing to the mic right now. Dr. Luana Herod, welcome to the show.
Greetings, Ms. Chavette. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Good. Holding it down in the DMV area.
Yeah, holla. Lift the hands up, DMV in the house. Woo. In the house, right? Great. Well, listen, I'm excited to have you on to talk about something that you are really doing for the nation. You are putting together a walk-a-thon, I Walk for My Sister walk-a-thon, October 15th, 2011, all across this nation. Talk a little bit about this event.
We are coming together as a nation to walk at the same time for our mothers, our sisters, our grandmothers, our aunts, anyone that we hold dear to us, some people that we have need to reconnect with. This is going to be a total day of unity, restoration, and healing as we walk together for our sisters.
Wonderful. And again, that's Saturday, October 15th, 2011. And what gave you the idea to do a walk-a-thon? Because there's so many different like directions you could have gone. But why a walk-a-thon?
Well, it was just going to be in the DMV area, but the Lord said otherwise.
Yeah.
He was just saying that there were needs, that women needed to be healed from some relationships. Some need to be rescued from some relationships. And there were also men. This is not a gender-specific walk because there are some men that have sisters that they need to connect with or get healed, or they just want to remember them. Like, I'm going to remember my mom. She passed away about 5 years ago. And so I'm going to remember my mother on this walk.
Okay. And this is sponsored by Christian Sisters, which is a nonprofit organization that ministers to women from all walks of life. And you are the founder and director of that organization. And so you started out with a vision to be in the DMV area, but now you have cities signed up all across the United States. Who are some of the cities that have signed up to be a part of this walk-a-thon?
We have Houston, Texas. We have Dallas, Texas. We have North Carolina. We have Chicago, San Bernardino, California. We have L.A. We also have Arizona, Washington State. We just signed on Chicago and Maine.
Ooh. All right, so if a listener is listening and they're like, you know what, I didn't hear my city, I didn't hear my state. Well, what's up with that? How could someone go about bringing this I Walk for My Sisters walk-a-thon to their city?
They can give us a call at area code 240-391-3083 and just say, I want to walk. What makes this also a unique project is that we're also giving back to those who become host sites, which means that they will get some finances back from their walk. So it's not just they're just walking, but they also get some residual income from walking with us.
Outstanding. And Christian Sisters, as an organization, will be giving all the proceeds from your intake of this to equipping women at the Maryland Correctional Institute in Jessup, Maryland, correct? So it's going to go two different ways. It will support as far as one kind of national support for Maryland, but then individually people can decide for their city to put it towards a nonprofit, right?
Exactly. And also we signed on to sponsor My Sister's Place, which is a women's abuse center here in the D.C. area.
Okay. And so how long is the walk? Because, you know, we have some sisters that are like, look, I can't do this, them 7 miles or them 6 miles or whatever, you know, the New York Marathon or the D.C. Marathon. How long is the walk?
The walk is actually 1 to 5 miles, so you can walk anywhere from 1 to 5 miles. You don't have to do the total 5 miles. You can walk a block just as long as you walk somewhere. Okay. And we are so excited that at our location here in the DMV area, we're going to actually have a Zumba class at the beginning of our walk. So mm-hmm. we're going to have one of the largest Zumba classes in the D.C. area. There's about 500 women that are going to be in this class. So we are so excited.
Oh, big clap and shout out. And Zumba has just taken off, certainly as an exercise activity. So it has really grown in popularity. So how do the proceeds work? Is there a ticket price? Do you get sponsors for your walk? How does that piece work?
The ticket price per walker is $10 per person. If you wanted to sponsor, you may do so. You can go to the website at Christian Sistas, SISTAHS.org, and sign up to be a sponsor. We won't turn anything down.
Absolutely not. Right. We hear you. I think this is awesome. And so do you have a certain goal in mind of other cities that you want? Are there any particular cities or states that you're looking for? And you're like, you know, I really wish we had some representation in certain cities or states, or any numbers. Do you have a goal you're working towards?
We have a goal of 50 host sites, not necessarily states. But we're looking for the central states. We have our West Coast and we have our East Coast, but we're looking for those central states to join in with us.
All right. So central states, we need you. We need you. What's the website for finding out more information?
It's Christian Sistas, SISTAHS.org.
Great. And they can go there. And can they connect with you on Facebook or any other social media sites?
Dr. LaWanna Harrod on Facebook and L.A. Harrod on Twitter.
All right, listeners, you definitely want to be a part. I walk for my sister walk-a-thon Saturday, October 15th, 2011, taking place all across this here United States.
Yes.
If you did not hear your state or your city represented, definitely go to the website, connect with them, and see how you can help bring this event to your city. Or if you just want to be a sponsor from a distant city, you can actually order T-shirts online as well.
Yes.
If you want to be a part of this and just certainly support this. I think it's wonderful for sisters and women just, you know, to pull together and just do something that uplifts and helps other people.
Exactly. Exactly. We're all excited because it's not just one specific gender. It's across the board, young, old, middle class. We're just looking for everyone to join in with this, and let's make this a national day.
Great. And mention the two nonprofits or the two organizations that you will give proceeds to again.
We are giving our proceeds to the Patuxent Women's Correctional Institute, which is here in Maryland, and also My Sister's Place, which is located in Washington, D.C.
Outstanding, outstanding. Well, we are so excited that we were able to feature you in this event spotlight. And listeners, you will hear, you've heard a little bit before on some other shows, and you will continue to hear more about this. And so Richmond, Virginia, we are not on the list yet. Richmond, Virginia, we need to do something about that. Yes, she did mention DMV, but that's more northern. So Richmond, we aren't on the list yet, so we need to do something about that. So I'm just going to put that out there, and we're going to see what we can do about that.
Amen.
And again, thank you. Thank you so much. Any ending comments that you have, anything you want to leave with our listeners?
Well, I just wanted to say that this is our season for total healing. God is just doing some restorations in everyone. And we're going to do our part. As long as we allow him to do his part, we're going to do our part. So this is the way of Christian Sisters giving back and doing our part to help heal those that are in need of healing.
Wonderful, wonderful. And one more time, how people can find you on Facebook.
It's Dr. LaWanna Harrod on Facebook and L.A. Harrod on Twitter.
Outstanding. Thank you so much, Dr. Harrod, for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. All right, listen. listeners, today's show, I'm telling you what, outstanding, outstanding. Again, we started the top of the hour out with the Cheatologist. Author goes by the name of Raw. We talked about Confessions of a Cheating Man. He has a total of 5 books, all of them related to relationships. He's working on a 6th book. He's been heard on Tom Joyner Morning Show. He'll be with Michael Basin later in the summer. And so we definitely just shout him out because he's from Richmond. And again, I think it's awesome when you can have a situation where you, you know, turn the light and spotlight on yourself and say, I was wrong, this was wrong, and this is why you shouldn't go this direction. So I shout him out for that. And then we wrapped up with Christian Sisters. Yes, the walkathon. I walk for my sisters. I walk for my sister walkathon. Again, Saturday, October 15th. Definitely go to www.christiansisters.org to find out more information, to sign up your city, to be a sponsor, to get a t-shirt, to do all that good stuff. All right, so I'm telling you what, this is going to wrap up today's show. Next week, you want to check back with us. We are going to be talking about a movie that I had an opportunity to
live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.